You are listening to BensTorah.com.
You don't call Pesach 2 because it was a Tisvah Nisan. You don't call Purim Yed because it was Yudal Adar. You don't call Shavuos Vav or Zion. Maybe it's under Gavin. Usually, there's a name. Some days have to do with the day of the month. It's called the day of the month. But here you're taking a Moed and you're calling it the day of the month. That's part of the name of this Moed. It's called Chanukah Fe. What shot that a day of the month has to do is so essential to this Chag that we call it Al Shem, the day of the month. Now, adding on to this idea of the day of the month, Yalkut Shimoni, famous Yalkut Shimoni, the Medrash tells us in Melachim that when Am Yisrael build a Mishkan, when was the Mishkan finished? Says the Medrash, Omar Chanino bechofhei bekisev nigmar melechas Mishkan. The Mishkan was finished on the 25th of Kislev. They also mekubal adechol b'nisan, but they didn't actually erect the Mishkan until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says the Medrash, u'me'ato yisid Kislev. It lost. You know, I wanted to be the day of the building of the Mishkan. It wasn't. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu alay l'shalem. I have to pay it back. Mashilu Kadosh Baruch Hu chanukas chashmonai. How did Kadosh Baruch Hu pay it back? With Hanukkah. Because the Mishkan was finished then. They didn't build it then. So here comes again. It's only the date. The Mishkan, the constructed the Mishkan, comes Kislev, they're ready to go. Say, no, we're not going to build the Mishkan till Nisan. Why? There's reasons. Oh, I have to pay back to Kislev. We have to pay back to Kislev. It wasn't the date to build the Mishkan. Master over here, there's something that Kislev has a demand. We need to build something by me. I need to be connected to something. Can I give you Mishka? Give you something else? Say, okay, I'll give you Bais Sheni. I'll give you the Chanukah of Beis Chashmonai. Why? What's that? What does that have to do? What is Kislev demanding? And finally, with this, we get to the Daf today, the Pesachim, if you Zayin. The Gemara quotes the Pesukim in Chagai. When you look at Chagai, Chagai Perek Beis, Chagai has only two Prokim. And he speaks about the reconstruction of Bais Sheni. Bais Sheni, they start to build Bais Sheni. They had to stop. And then afterwards, the son of Achashverosh allowed them to continue. And Chagai is the one giving the Nevuah as they go back to the construction of Bais HaMikdash. And there it says the following. It's a beautiful Nevuah in the beginning of Perek Beis. It says like this. I'm going to promise you something. Oy nat, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ani marish l'shomayim v'sayaret, sayom v'sacharobo, there will be a big rash, a big noise. There ashtis kol ha-goyim, v'ochem des kol ha-goyim, all the goyim will come, u'mileisi esabai sazeh, kovod omar Hashem. I'm going to fill this house with kovod. That's what he says. And then later it says, godol yeh, kvoid abai sazeh ha-achoyin, min ha-rishoyin, omar Hashem tzevokas. This Bais will be greater than the first Bais. That's a Rashi you learned. They were talking about Bais Sheni. Bais Sheni, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, go to your Bais Acher and Yisrael Marish. So obviously, you need to understand what does it mean, go to your Bais Acher and Yisrael Marish. You know, the Bais Rishon was the more miracles, was a greater Bais. But Rashi brings over here already, the Fosh bring the idea that it was nicer, was bigger, being in Hordu, it was a beautiful house. Obviously, being in Hordu is talking about after Chanukah. But Rashi says even more clearly. Rashi says, you know when will be this rash, this noise? In Bais Sheni, Vani Marish, Ben Nisim, Hanasim, Livnei Chashmonai. When will be Chanukah? That will be the greatness of Bais Sheni. And really something over here. When was Bais Sheni? Beis Chashmonai is about 200 years after Bais Sheni was built. It was many years later. Right now we're talking about Chagai in the beginning of Bais Sheni. He's just starting to build. And the Kabbalah says it's going to be amazing. It's going to be Bais Sheni. It'll be greater than the first one. When? 100 years. Well, is that the way to start a Bais? Maybe we'll put the question a different way. Why does it take so long to get to that godless of Bais Sheni? I mean, Bais Rishon was the opposite. Bais Rishon, the godless of Bais Rishon, the greatness of Bais Rishon was right in the beginning. Shleim HaMelech built the Bais. That was the highest, that was the peak. That was the highest level that Am Yisrael was. Shleim HaMelech is equivalent almost to Melech HaMashiach. Ish takat ha-razgam, ish takat ha-nasi. the beginning sets the tone. Here you start not so great, and then you become. Furthermore, that's where the quote in the Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim says that the Chagai went to test the Kriyanim and Tumah V'Taharah, and let's say according to one Mandomar, they failed. According to the other Mandomar, the conclusion of Chagai was, Chagai says, V'en Chagai, Ken ha'amazeh chen ha'goy ha'zeif ne'afarim yom Hashem, V'chen ha'kom ha'siyadem ha'sheh kribu sham tomehu. Chagai is disappointed. Does he know? He says, I'm Yisur tomeh. So not only there's no greatness, there's actually a little bit of disappointment when the goal of Yisur tomeh. Why is that so? Why do we have to wait for Chanukah? Why does it take time to get to Chanukah that makes the Baal Shem Tov so great? So to explain all that, we'll start with a Medrash Echolos. Medrash Echolos is one of the not famous Midrashim. It's brought down the seven Bote Midrashers, which put that together, all these very random Midrashim, which are not so common by us. And this Medrash is quoted, the Leshem quotes it several places. Very beautiful Medrash. And the Medrash tells us something about Baal Shem Tov. The Medrash actually is going to bring the Pasuk of a God the year covered the Bais Ha'achim in Erish. Second Bais Ha'achim is greater than the first Bais Ha'achim. The Medrash comes to explain in what way. How is it greater? So says the Medrash the following. Sorry, here. He said like this. Bote gnozai, bote tzoroisai, in kol dover chosomeh. People says, I have everything. I can give you anything you want, Am Yisrael. Imru mishaloseichem v'tavas nafshechem miyat asim. Whatever you want, ask me, I'll give it to you. And then says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, ani yodeya matam mevashim. I know what you want. V'le biyikir matam misavim. I know what you desire. Toiro merubo atem mevashim. You want a lot of toiro. V'hamoin limudim. V'roiv shmois. You want to learn toiro. You want to learn Torah. You're going here. You are desiring, you're yearning to know Torah. The message goes on. You want to put yeshivas and you want to go explain. You want to know Torah. That's what you want. Says the Navi, says the Medrash, that's what the Navi is saying. This is what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you. I know what you want. This is what, I can give anyone he wants, so to speak, as well says. And the Medrash says that Am Yisrael, to extend, Am Yisrael did not allow a Kodesh Baruch Hu, did not give up until Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to them. It says, I can't feel the lashon right now, but the lashon is, I always said, they did not let them. I'm not going to let you go until you give us our bakasha, which is the Torah, which is the limudim that we want to learn. We want to know the depths of Torah. Now, so we may know what is this medrash telling us? Because the lashon always refers to it. That the what Am Yisrael wanted, what Am Yisrael requested, what Am Yisrael was desiring by Sheni, what they got with the godless of by Sheni, wasn't the miracles. That was by Zerusha. Wasn't, you know, that connection of Nevuah by Zerusha. Many things are missing. But what they had by Sheni was they had the Torah. They had the Torah Shebaal Peh, the greatness of Torah. That's what they had. And it says, the beginning of the measure four, it says, Miyoshinidna Torah Chenivna Abais Ha'achon, the time Torah was built, till as Bais. Torah Nisna, it was Torah before. But Hadoro, Yekoro, Gduloso, Vekvoido, Vetifaito, Emoso, Pachto, Viroso, Ostro, Gavoso, all this Kinuim, Loy Nisnu, Ad Chenivna Bais Ha'achon. The beauty of Torah, the greatness of Torah, only came once you had Baal Shem. Before Baal Shem didn't have it. That was the secret of Baal Shem. Baal Shem is the godless, is the greatness of Torah. So once we understand that, so now, we have, what do you mean? That was the Chiddush of Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni was Toshu Baal Peh. The Medrash? The Chazal? The Chazal? Chazal for us, that's the book. I mean, the national Pesukim in Chagai. Chazal for us is a source. So it says, so now you may understand something. If the idea of Bayis Sheni is Toshu Baal Peh, so now we can understand that it's a process. On Torah Shabbat Peh, it's brought down the Midrash, there is Midrash Tachum or Parshas Noach, that the only way they acquire Torah Shabbat Peh is Ha'om Ha'olchim B'choshech Ro or Godel. How do you get to the greatness of Torah, to the big light? Olchim B'choshech, you have to go in darkness. You have to go through the process of darkness to get there. The Gemara tells us, in a few places, in Odom Oyim El Divir Torah, the only way to acquire Torah is only if you fail, if you fall, if you make a mistake. That's the only way to do it. Because the great Torah Shabbat Peh, your Torah, your godless, the greatness of a human being is only going through struggles, only going from darkness to light. I always like to mention in the letter, was this Sunday, this past Sunday. When they wrote in a letter, Sheva Yipur Tzadik Vekan, says of Hudner, the Tipshim say that a Tzadik, even though he falls seven times, he still gets up. Says of Hudner, that's wrong. Because a Tzadik falls seven times, he gets up. The only way for a Tzadik to reach the next level is only through Nefila, only through darkness, only through struggle. That's how a human being builds himself up. That's how it goes. You need to go. You need to go through the struggle. You need to go through the darkest. A human can exist. A human needs to go through the darkest. Magdi, maybe something we'll get in a moment, but you see it's very fitting right now. We see that the Gemara Psachim, Gemara tells us that you have to do Bikas Chometz Lor Aner. The Gemara says over there, my candle, the Gemara brings within the Sugya that the Or Aner, the Mad Doim Tzadikim, the neshama of a tzaddik is like an el, it's like a candle. Klape avuka, or like kushbohu, so to speak, is referenced as an avuka, as a torch. The neshama is a candle, is a small flame. Klape kushbohu is a big torch. So before she bring, pshat is what? Because the only way a human being can achieve is only going through the darkness, only going through a nefila. Only going when you have a small candle. If it's too much light, a human being doesn't have a place to offer. That's like Gemara says over there. That's where Bdikas Chomei has to be with a candle, because you can go to Chayim and Zdug, you can go to the little small places. The candle is the one that brings out, says you can see forward, you can see close. When you have a candle, you have a small light, then you have the ability for a human being to operate. When it's too much light, so to speak, the human being becomes dissolved. Through the darkest, you get to our God. Harusa from the story of Eli Fialkov told me today, in pre-time, if you realize the word or Gadol is the numeric value of Ner. Ner. Ner, which is the small candle. That's what brings you to our God. You have to go through the Choshech using a candle, not using a torch. That's the idea of the Sevilah Shashen. Throw it down. Medrash tells us a few places. Beginning of Torah. It says, at the beginning of the world, we had Beis Hamikdash, Banui, Techarev, Tebonu. The Medrash was built, destroyed, and built. Built, talking about Beis Hamikdash Rishon, then it was destroyed, built again when? Beis Hamikdash Ashlishi. What about Beis Hamikdash Shashen?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Ramchal tells us that in Mishkan Eilun, in Sefer Mishkan Eilun, he says, "Shlo every Beis Hamikdash Shlamato as a Beis Hamikdash Shlamalo connected. Beis Hamikdash Rishon as a Beis Hamikdash Shlamalo. Beis Hamikdash Shlishi as a Beis Hamikdash Shlamalo. There's no Beis Hamikdash Sheni up there in Shemayim. Shad the Ramchal is the Sheni could combine to the Shlishi. They're both connected to the Bais Shlishi. The Malbi will hear over here in Chagai, when he speaks about Sheni, he says Bais Sheni was supposed to be the Bais Shlishi. As the Gemara tells us, was supposed to be when Ezra came up from the Goyla, there will be big Nisim to Amisol like there was in the time it's right. The Rabbi brings Zerubbabel, who's the king over there, who's the Mani, he was supposed to be Melech HaMashiach. Bais Sheni had the potential being Bais Shlishi. Goyim Achad, they weren't able to get there. So it's the process to get to that Godless. Bais Sheni is really not a Bais on its own. It's supposed to bring us to Bais Shlishi. It's the candle within the darkness. It's telling you, you have darkness. You're in the darkness, you're in ghosts. But we're still a piece of Midrash in the darkness. We're not yet there. We're not yet getting to where we're supposed to get to. We're not in the base of Midrash Shlishi, but we are in somewhat. We have a little bit of dark. We have a little bit of a candle. Base of Midrash Shasheni is Tosha Baal Peh, where you're building up. You're building through the Choshech. It's a build up through the Choshech. In dark, you're not out of the colors yet. Colors will finish when Bais Shlishi comes. But you have some candle in doing colors. With that, we already can understand. That's why Bais Shlishi starts a little bit not on a great foot. Only later, when Hanukkah comes, it becomes great, as Rashi says in Hanukkah. Why? Because the whole process of Bais Shlishi is to represent the fact that you go through Choshech during God. So even Bais Shlishi itself starts not great, and then it gets to the Aruch Gadol. That's what it represents. It represents the Amalchi B'Choshech, the Aruch Gadol. But to get to the Aruch Gadol, you have to get to Chanukah, not the beginning of Bais Shlishi. Chanukah you must lit with a candle, not with an avuka. You have to have a candle. That's the idea of the Chanukah. Bais Shlishi is bringing to Chanukah, and it's purposed not in the beginning. So that we already understand, that's the process of going through Choshech. Because Bais Shlishi represents Torah Shabbat Peh, they have to work hard together. Have to go through the struggle, through the struggles, through the yearning, that's how you get to the Or. And with that, you can go to the next stage. The Maharal, in Ner Mitzvah, says something about, you can't give a Shvach to the Torah of the Maharal, but you know, for us, it says the following. The world, he says, we have four seasons. We have a season, it's called the fall, for us, when the world is getting darker and darker. In the process of getting darker and darker, getting darker, colder, until it gets to the end of that, and that's the darkest nights where we are right now. Then it turns around and it starts getting lighter and lighter. More and more light, but still more dark than light. It's going to the right direction, but it's still not yet. Then you get to the third season. That's the winter, when light, until you get to spring. And now the light is getting greater and more than the darkness. Then you get to the middle of the summer. Then when things turn around, it starts getting darker again, more dark. It's still more light, but you're already facing towards the Shkia, towards sunset. Says the Maharal, the Adam HaRishon was created in Chafei Elul. And that started the process of darkness getting greater and greater. Until you have four seasons. Each season is 3 months. Chafei Elul, 3 months later is what? Chafei Kislev. You reach Chavei Kislev, that's when things turn around. That's when the light starts getting bigger and bigger. That's what Maharal says. So that first season when things are getting darker, the fall, every day is more dark, it's darker, if you've really passed the half, the darkest night, that's from Chavei Elul until Chavei Kislev. That's the first 3 months, and then it turns around. Here, you have, first of all, Shiloh. You know, in the season that we have, it's not exactly Chavei Elul or Chavei Kislev. You know, we have to go based on the solar year, right? Number one. But furthermore, ask the Bnei Yisrael, the Maharal. Says the Bnei Yisrael, what do you mean? The sun didn't come up in Chafei Elul. Chafei Elul is when the world was created, started to be created. But what day did the sun was Nitla? On Wednesday, 4 days later. So why does the Maral Sicha fail? So the Beisoschar says, you see over here, the Ruach HaKodesh that is in the Mara. Because the Mara is referring to, is not to the sun. I'm not talking about the sun in these seasons. He's talking about the Or HaGonos. Talking about the spiritual light that's within the Bria. Spiritual light that Kishbohu put in the Torah. The Kishbohu will be Megale. It's right now in darkness. When this world will be in darkness, we'll reach that light once we get the Asid Lovay, that's when you get to the full Or HaGonos. Comes like Kishbohu, it's Tzadikim Asid Lovay, as the Chazal tells us. The Or HaGonos starts to be revealed when you turn around the corner. Chafei Kislev is a time where Or HaGonos starts to be revealed. Obviously, it's parallel to what we see in the sun. So out here in the natural light that we have, it's very parallel to the natural light. It goes a little different. It goes based on the solar calendar, this lunar calendar. But it has a similar idea that the light gets darker and darker until you get to the Kufa, and then the light gets stronger. That's also remnants over here. The Argon starts getting bigger in the day of Chafei. As I state in the Bnei Yisachar, to explain the Maral, the spiritual light. So, Emele, and by the way, once I heard it, someone told me now that Rebbe or Moshe Brizitzel said, I never heard it directly. It's printed down in his name. That the Gemara over the Zohar tells us a very fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, Adam Arishon, after he did a chait, he saw the days getting darker and darker. So Adam Arishon started, he felt a vein. I know what happened. I did a chait, and the world's getting darker, 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 until it's going to be fully dark. Every day, the darkness is a little longer. And then suddenly, the days start changing around. So they went over the Zohar. He starts seeing days becoming, the days are getting longer. The light hours are longer. So the other Arishon, that's Minhag Shalayla. So he did a Simcha, he did a Chag for 8 days. So he's chatting more with the Zohar. Says my Rebbe, according to the Maharal, when did the days change back? On Chafei Kislev. And who? And what did the other Arishon do on Chafei Kislev? Celebration of 8 days. That's the original Chanukah. The first 8 days of Simcha that we had in Chavei Kislev started out the Marisha realizing that the light becomes great. That's what's brought down over here. See, Mele, you see over here, Torah Niflamoit. Chavei Kislev, most Muyadim, usually, obviously there'll be Baby Shemaim, there's a beginning for a date, for a way to happen. But the way it's revealed over here, the Moed creates the date. We're going to try and test on Nisan. That's what test on Nisan is very chashuv. Obviously, you have to understand that it wasn't a random date that Pesach was chosen. Obviously, there's an Indian with that date. But the way it appears to us, we went out, that day becomes chashuv. Shavuos is even more clear. That day becomes a day because of the Moed. According to the Maharal, Chanukah is the opposite. The day of Chafei Kislev is a chush of a day. Since the time of Adam Arishon, Chafei Kislev is the day when light starts getting greater, where the Oregano starts being revealed a little bit, where there's a little bit of light coming in. It starts of Chafei Kislev. What we said at the beginning of the Shir, that Ha'am Al-Chim Ha'chushir Oregano. Hey, stop! We're in the darkness, but it's going to be good. We're going to go to somewhere where you can have our gunners, which will be revealed completely, but lost in love, but right now I already see it. That starts the Chafei Kislev from the beginning. Therefore, Chanukah happened that day. Not because Chanukah happened, that's why Chafei Kislev is so important. The opposite, because that day is so chashuv, that's why Chafei Kislev happened there. Because we have a Torah of Gilui of Or HaGonos, that's what the Bnei Yisoschar says, that starts in Chanukah, that's why the Chag of Chanukah, which is the Chag of Tisha B'Av, which I get to right now, is in that day. Because that day starts originally. So, mainly with this, we can understand, so Gishmak, the Medrash, Yaakov Shimoni, it tells us that the Mishkan was finished at Kislev. What's going on over here? The Mishkan was finished in the day of that the Or started to be revealed. It would seem that that was the right time to build the Mishkan. Since they finished to build then, they built it that day because what is the Mishkan? The Mishkan came, Eidusley saw Shekipir Lehem and Isa Egel. After Amisol did a chait, after Amisol went bad, after they went to darkness, there started to be a light because the Mishkan chose light. So you would think it belongs to this day of Chavei Kislev. Not just stop, oh, we finished with this special. The Bible tells the Mishkan, no, you're going to go to Nisan. I have a Cheshvan, why is it Nisan? Chodesh, that's the time of Pesach, not now, right? The Cheshvan, but you belong to a Pesach time. What about Kislev? So when are we going to have the revelation? Which Moed will reveal to us what Chavei Kislev is all about? Because I will pay you back eventually in Baisheni. Not in the Mishkan, not in Baisheni. In Baisheni, which the Baisheni, the whole Bais is a Bais of Amalchi Mochesh Arugot. Then we're going to come and celebrate Chanukah the Chavei Kislev. That's what's going to happen. Because Baisheni reflects this idea of the beginning of the light of a little candle. That's the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. The mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, as we said, is a ner, not a avuko. Because we're coming to represent over here the idea of to get to the Gadol, to get to that big light, to get to the avuka, to get to the torch, you have to have a candle in the darkness. That's the concept of Baisheni, which is revealed after the Chanukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will give this month the Moed to represent it, not the Mishkan. It will be a different Moed. It will be the Moed of Chanukah. In Eile, this is the day of Chafei. It's called Chanu Chafei. Chanukah is called, they rested on Chafei, that original Chafei. The Chafei when the light starts appearing. And with this comes Davar Niflo B'Yosef. Because when you go and look at Nevuas Chagai, the verse Chagai that we said, beginning Perek Beis Chagai, says, it's going to be greater. Because you're going to have all the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's going to be greater because you're going to have the Gilui. By the way, this is very parallel to what it says about Luchos Shniyos. And the Luchos Shniyos that came in darkness, they have all the Torah. So Sfarim Arbe, all the Torah. If we have only Luchos Shniyos, the big light, then we have Chamisha Chumshat Torah and Besimash Yeshua. Now they have that it was broke, Torah Shabbat Peh came, and Luchos Shniyos came, then we have a limitless time. Godly, you cook for the Baisa Achor Marishon. That's what Chagai says. And right after comes Chagai with that disappointment that right now Amisul is tame, and it's not great. And what day of the month, what day in 1 month did Chagai say that disappointing statement? And he felt that Amisul is not ready. By Shane, he's starting the left foot. He's starting b'choshech. Pasuk says, I'm going to read you a pasuk. When I read it yesterday, I almost fell on the floor. Pasuk says, Be'esrim ve'arba lechi. On the 24th of Kislev, that's when Chagai had that conversation with Kohanim. I think we're disappointing. It was a dark time. It was not a Gishmaka time. That's what B'Samidish is starting. B'Samidish Hashini starts. Go to the Maharal. What's Chavdal Kislev? Chavdal Kislev is the darkest day of the year. Chafei is when things turn around. When there's a change. When there start being our Gadol. When you start seeing, oh, we're going to get somewhere. There's a candle leading to our Gadol. There's more light than dark. The days is still more dark, darkest than night. But the light, the days are starting to grow. Other Rishon makes a chag. That's Chavei Kislev. It's a symbolic day, Chavdal Kislev, the darkest day of the year. That's what B'Shemesh is starting. B'Shemesh B'Shemesh starts Choshech. The biggest darkness is starting. That's what B'Shemesh's shade is being built. He's testing Am Yisrael, the Tame. Says Chagai, this Am is Tame. It's the darkest. That's Chavdal. The Bible promises him, no. But God do yet cover the Bais Achim and Rishon. And Rashi says before, when? In Chavhei Kislev. You have a revelation of the beginning of the light in Chanukah. It's starting in the left foot, but it will great we'll get back to Hanukkah, which represents the Ner that brings it to the Har Gadol. Because that's the story of Hanukkah. That's the story of Baal Sheni. Hanukkah is the greatest. Gadol Yekor Abayin Zachar Barishon in Hanukkah. That's the message. One of the messages. What we learned over here is, sometimes a person goes through life and it's dark. And it's difficult. And one is struggling. And it seems like it's too dark. It's a Chavdal Kislev type of bait. The message of Hanukkah is, Ha'oim ha'olchim b'choshech, ro or godo. You have to go through the struggles to get to the light. That's the Avodas Adam. That's the Tachlis. We go through the time of difficulty to reach a much higher level. That's the whole Baal Sheni that way. The Baal Sheni in general is a time of darkness, not a great Baal Sheni. In general, relatively speaking, it's not even mentioned. You don't have a Baal Sheni up there in Shemaim. It's Bitzur to Baal Shlishi. Baal Sheni itself starts at the left foot and only when you get to Chanukah, that's when it comes to the greatness. Baal Sheni is the time of Torah. Torah Shabbat Peh. The only through the struggle of Torah you get to the light. That's really the Avodas Adam. To get through the darkness to the big light. Oh, Ma'olchi B'choshech, Ro Gadol, the secret of Chanukah, his name is Chanukah, the lead to the Har Gadol, the all grades of Hashem going to see. Nimeir B'Ameinu, Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.